Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
We want to talk about this new study published in the British Medical Journal, which has suggested people who stop taking weight loss injections will regain the weight in just under about 2 years' time. And Professor Donal O'Shea is the HSE Clinical Lead for Obesity. Donal is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Donal, just how do those injections work, first of all?
Well, these injections are best called obesity treatments as opposed to weight loss jabs. And they work by making you feel fuller earlier. They delay your stomach kind of emptying. And they also, every other previous weight loss and obesity treatment has, you've lost weight, you've slowed your metabolism down and it's tended to bring your weight up again. This one, these GLP treatments overcome that adaptation. So the weight loss that happens with these obesity treatments is sustainable while you're on the treatment. And all the studies that have been done with these drugs show that when you come off them, that the weight goes back up again, just like blood pressure goes up when you stop your blood pressure tablet or your cholesterol goes up when you stop your cholesterol tablet.
So if you start the likes of your Mounjaro or some of the other brands that people would be familiar with, the chances are you should probably expect then that once you come off those or stop taking those injections, things will reverse or you will put back on the weight that you'd lost.
Yeah, so the studies that were done with these treatments suggested that. Susan Jebb's study published in the BMJ, and it's a highly trustworthy author and paper, shows that in real life that is what happens. The weight is regained, and that was to be expected from all the clinical trials.
So you're on it for life really then, Donal?
So it's exactly like, it's not a course of antibiotics which you take for an infection, which is a short-term thing. It's a long-term treatment for a complex chronic disease.
And presumably people are aware of that before they commence.
Well, I think people are accessing these a lot of the time, offline and online, so not getting appropriate counselling. And many people think, well, I'll be different, I'll get the weight down with the treatment and then I'll stop it and I'll be good and I won't put the weight back on. But that is not how the body works, and that's not how the body regulates weight. And it's not eat less, move more to treat obesity. That's the prevention piece. The treatment, like any other chronic disease, is of course the lifestyle measures are important, but they're in addition to the treatment. And now, thankfully, we do have treatments like these GLP ones.
Yeah, I suppose one of the things that, you know, maybe caused the interest of people earlier this morning in reading this in some of the papers today was that, you know, often when people maybe stop taking Mounjaro or some of the other brands, that they actually tend to put on that pre-lost weight 4 times faster than it took to actually lose it in the first instance.
Yeah, now, I mean, that's the, if you like, the surprising element of this study is the pace of the regain on discontinuing. And again, I think that speaks to the fact that we're only beginning to understand how these treatments work. And when you stop them, how you undo that. And the weight regain when you discontinue is when you lose weight, you lose fat mass and you lose muscle mass. When you regain the weight, the concern is that you are regaining mainly fat mass and not so much muscle mass. And that would be a problem. But these are not treatments that are intended to be discontinued.
Yeah, so that if you start the likes of the weight, these weight injections that we're talking about, this is something you're likely now to continue with for the rest of your time.
Yeah, and people are comfortable with that for blood pressure treatment and for cholesterol treatment and for epilepsy treatment. So we need to move to that space in our heads with the obesity treatments.
I suppose if people who are maybe taking Mounjaro or the other brands are doing so, and maybe it's not necessarily to deal with weight gain or with obesity, perhaps they're doing it for their own reasons, Donal, or for their own decisions. Like the point about not engaging with medical professionals on this, or as you mentioned, even talking to people or getting counsellors in relation to it. Like, what is the impact of that then if you stop using them?
Well, if you start them without appropriate counselling, you're going to be unaware of the potential side effects. If you develop a side effect and you present to hospital, you're unlikely to declare it because you're kind of going to be a bit embarrassed and ashamed that you're on a treatment that you've got online. And we're already seeing that in the emergency departments and with admissions of individuals who get the side effects, mainly GI in terms of constipation, nausea, vomiting, a little bit of dizziness and falls for some people, but mostly well tolerated. And then if you just come off them because you just went on them yourself and just wanted, say, had a target weight for a target event, then you won't be aware that the regain is going to happen. And now this study would suggest happen quite quickly and be mainly fat mass and leave you in an overall unhealthier position than you were before starting the treatment at all.
Donal, can you stay with us for a few moments? Because I just want to bring Bernie in. Bernie is with us on the line today. Bernie, you've used, is that right, weight loss injections, or you are currently using it?
I'm on a treatment for obesity, yes.
Okay.
And, I was actually put on the treatment for my diabetes.
Okay.
And now, I'm technically, I'm not a diabetic anymore because the treatment worked so well for me.
Okay. And what's your reaction in hearing this today?
To be honest, I was quite surprised because it was made very, very clear to me from the start that if you go on a treatment like this, it is a treatment for life. I mean, I take my treatment for my diabetes.
Mm.
I take my treatment for my blood pressure. Nobody would ever say to me, go off then just in case, or go off then because there's a side effect. My doctor would say to me, well, that medication's not working for you, so we need to try something else. They certainly wouldn't say, just stop taking your medication.
Yeah.
So for me, I think you have to weigh things up. You listen to a medical professional. I do think that everybody needs support if they're going on these kind of treatments. You need to know what you're getting into. I actually think the idea of the multidisciplinary team, is, to me, it's essential for people using these kind of treatments. I certainly wouldn't advise anybody just to get them online or go in and demand a treatment off the doctor and have no backup. I just think, to me, you need that backup.
And just explain,
in a patient's group.
Would you mind explaining that, Bernie? Like, what is the importance of having that support?
I just think, like, it doesn't work for everybody. I'm one of the lucky ones. It doesn't, Professor O'Shea would know this himself. It doesn't work for everybody. And sometimes if people are on a short time and it hasn't really worked, then they'll just go off. And I think it really needs to be made clear to people at the start. It's getting the prescription for this type of treatment isn't the finish of it. If you're a diabetic, you go and get your bloods checked. You go and get your heart checked because you have to have that follow-up. And I just think it's a long-lasting, it's a lifelong treatment if it works for you. So you need to know what you're getting into.
Mark is with us too, Bernie, on the line. Mark, this is something you've been documenting, haven't you? Your own journey on online and on social media.
Yes, I have. I've been on Manjaro for 8 months now, and I've been sharing my progress from it. And I mean, kind of listening to what you were just talking about there. I mean, I started off by just getting it online. I mean, through a legit service, but just getting the medication and kind of let go at it myself. And that was perfect for the start. The weight was coming down. But as I progressed and started to get to areas which I've never been with my weight before, getting like feeling really good, feeling healthy, the worry of exactly what we're talking about now is like, is this a forever thing? If I come off the medication, what will happen? And my aim is to come off Manjaro. That is my aim. For me, that would only be possible if I set into place like proper supports, proper lifestyle changes. So I switched, I changed from just getting the medication and doing it myself to getting support. And I signed up for this company called Everwell. And they look at it that they support you with the medication. But I'm now working with a psychotherapist. I'm working with a nutrition team from UniSlim. And I've a monthly check-in with an Irish doctor. Like it's looking at the whole picture. Because I don't want to stay on the medication for life. One of the big reasons is it's expensive. And I don't believe I need to stay on it for life if I put in proper changes. Because in the past, I've lost weight. I've been trying for years and years. Like my weight at its heaviest was over 27 stone. I'm now into the 15 stone range. So I'm in a really good place. But I have lost a lot of weight before, and every single time I put the weight back on once I stopped the plan. So I wasn't surprised by the report today, because name one diet, one plan, one anything, that if you go back to the way you used to eat, that you don't put the weight back on. I mean, it's not exclusive to Mounjaro or any other weight loss medication.
Donal, the benefit of having, just listening to Mark and Bernie there, you know, the multidisciplinary team, and Bernie mentioned that as well, like, what supports will people get from that?
Well, they get the kind of medical and healthcare advice that you need, you know, around nutrition, around the best kind of type of physical activity for you, and then how to, if you like, deal with the psychological aspect of having lived with obesity, having managed it effectively, and now making, say in the case of Mark, the step towards a trial coming off the medication. And if I'm talking to anybody who's thinking about coming off the medication, and say, well, look, in the first instance, dose reduce and see if you're holding things steady on a smaller dose, because those studies haven't been done yet and need to be done. There's a tablet called metformin that will start in people who are at risk of weight gain, that's very good at preventing weight gain. And I think another step for people thinking of stopping these treatments is to consider doing it, but starting that metformin tablet to see if that would prevent the weight gain. And then I suppose the final piece is that if, you know, 10% of people will stop the treatment and their weight won't regain, and won't regain quickly. You know, monitor when you discontinue. But if you're one of the 90% where the weight does trend back up, don't feel it's your fault. That is your body demonstrating the primal need to maintain a set point of body weight that it will always, for 90% of people, want to get back to. And say, I'm in the 90%, and maybe I do need to continue the treatment as per blood pressure, as per diabetes treatments.
Jackie is joining us as well, Donal. Jackie, what's your situation, or what's your story?
My situation is, I'd like to thank Donal and his staff. I was up in Loughlinstown years ago, and the staff are amazing and very empathetic. But the only issue I had with Loughlinstown is I was waiting 18 months. I wanted to do it, I didn't want to do it, and by the time I got there, I didn't want to do it, but I did travel up and down. I knew the life skills I'd learned there would help me. And then during COVID, I went and got bariatric surgery in Latvia, and I did all my homework on it. I knew what I was getting into, and the big thing is, and from listening to everybody there, the drugs are like the surgery, as far as I can see. It's not a silver bullet. It's buying us time to change our relationship with food. And what's working for me, I paid money for the aftercare, and then I done life coaching to help myself as well. And the big thing for me is self-love. I talk to myself now like I talk to a friend coming in with an issue. Imagine you in your worst day of your life, the way you talk to yourself. If you talk to your partner, your family and friends, how many of them will be still in your life? But yet we put ourselves down like this. And the cure for me is then I'm back into the hell of food. So it's small sustainable changes. It's small sustainable changes and reflecting.
Yeah.
Some people do a mood food diary and they look at the end of the day and you put down what you ate, how you felt, was it planned? And then I'd have tried to think of three positive things I've done today, like talking to people yeah. today about my story.
Yeah.
And that gives me pride. And then if you have not such a perfect day, I hate using the word good or perfect around food, you can sit down, well, I did this yesterday, that the day before, and it sort of it blunts the self-hate coming in when you're talking to yourself. Like people, I know from talking to other people that I've been great for the last month, I pigged out last night. Now, if I do that, I would say to myself, well, look at all what I've done. I've done that 2 days ago. I can do a little bit. I don't try to fix everything. I look for one quick fix, one small thing that might change my thing. It could be like, I'm in charge, basically, of my breakfast every morning. If overnight oats, can I get up half an hour earlier to make it? That's one decent meal that's properly you're getting your protein in it, you're getting food is properly balanced. That's one small change. You can do that and build up and then build on the next one. So that's where I am. But reflection and self-love is huge to my journey. And for listening to them there, I knew the drugs wouldn't work for me because of the conversation you're having today.
Okay. Look, it's had a really, you can hear, you know, Jackie, it's obviously had a really profound and a positive, you know, impact for you in terms of like relationship with food and, you know, even just listening to you, how you talk about it is fascinating.
Well,
I
agree. It's like an addiction. If somebody was going to Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, you'd be very supportive because food is freely available. If I want, I hate using the word treat, but it's probably a word that people would think. So if I want something with a cup of coffee, I don't go over and buy a six pack of it. I go to a coffee shop, I sit down and I enjoy it. And I'm reflecting at night. I'm looking at what I did in a positive mood instead of going over getting the multi-pack and then you'd eat half it and half an hour later the guilt and the shame kicks in. And the cure for that guilt and shame for me is to finish the multi-pack or whatever I bought. Whereas if you go out and enjoy it, and I always try when I'm doing the reflection to think of three or four good things I did at night to sleep a little bit better. And sleep is a huge part of recovery and getting your water right.
Even just those guys, you said the kind of that, you know, we might take it for granted, but actually just, yeah, looking at all aspects. And Donal, like when you listen, you know, even to Jackie, and I'm sure so many others there, but just in a general sense, Donal, like how important is, I suppose, your mindset as Jackie describes it in all of this?
Oh, no, it's huge. And one of the biggest changes for us over the last 25 years of our service has been the introduction of compassion-focused therapy, which is teaching and training people to not blame themselves and to love themselves and to realize it's not their fault. It is a very central drive from your brain to get calories and energy on board in an environment of ultra-processed, hyper-palatable food that is frankly irresistible to most of our brains. So, and you know, Jackie mentioned sleep, the emergence of the role of sleep in effectively managing your general health and your weight has been massive in the last 3 or 4 years.
Look, I have to say, a lot of people, just even from the reaction, you know, today here in WhatsApp and people getting in touch, this is absolutely fascinating to hear and learn more about the impact of, I suppose, the kind of the weight loss and injections that are out there and available. And we hear so much about it. We see so much and read so much about it online and on social media as well. For the moment, Donal O'Shea, Professor Donal O'Shea, who's the HSE Clinical Lead for Obesity. Also, Bernie, Jackie and Mark. Listen, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch and sharing your own experience with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.